What if there was a makeup that didn't just hide your breakouts, but actually made them go away? Neutrogena Skin Clearing Makeup has our proven blemish-fighting formula, so it clears your breakouts. Now that's beautiful. Neutrogena.
Terry, and more on things at home. People who live in Greer, Arizona are being allowed to go back home almost 2 weeks after a record-setting wildfire swept through their town. In another part of the state, the Monument Fire is burning near the Mexican border. A couple from Sierra Vista says firemen saved their house.
They stopped the fire 20 feet from our garage.
And it broke the windows. The windows.
The windows are cracked.
Two firemen died battling a wildfire in northern Florida. The fire had been contained but flared back up. The New York State Senate failed to vote on a bill that would make same-sex marriage legal. It needs just one more Republican vote. Senator Greg Ball says he's holding out for stronger religious protections.
I believe that this governor is in a position where he's pushing from the left, but he needs to pay attention to those in the middle, you know, with common sense. And that's all that those religious protections would do.
Talks to come up with a compromise will continue today. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Newman.
Yes, Mr. Fernwell.
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of those little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet.
Pardon?
Is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Need an exciting new cell phone? Then come to Walmart, where there's low prices every day on everything you need to stay connected. Get the latest phones from the best wireless carriers, like the Verizon Droid X2, the AT&T Samsung Infused 4G, and T-Mobile's HTC Sensation. Activate it in store. And if you don't want the latest phones, Walmart also has pork and beans. Just empty a few cans and put a string between them. Personally, I'd go with the brand name cell phones at the lowest prices from Walmart, but I do like pork and beans. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
More amenities such as free Wi-Fi and rates that have held relatively steady. Some reasons our satisfaction with the hotel business is improving. The American Customer Satisfaction Index gives hotels an average grade of 77 on a scale of 1 to 100. That's up in the first quarter from last year. Not faring so well is the airline business. The same index gives airlines a satisfaction grade of 65, down from last year. Why? Airline mergers causing fewer flight choices, higher fares, and of course the seemingly new fee every time you turn around. And that brings us to this. There's a new fee. Spirit Airlines, the pioneer in charging extra for a checked bag, announces now it will charge you $5 to have your boarding pass printed at check-in, free if you print it yourself at home. Fresh hope the Greek debt crisis may face a less painful resolution has helped Asian and European markets rise about 1% each. S&P futures up 5. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
At Regions, we're building a better banking experience for each small business customer. That means giving you the basics, like checking and savings, as well as offering the right lending options. Because we understand how important capital, revenue, and cash flow are to your small business. So if you're ready for a bank that's as committed to growing your business as you are, switch to Regions. Visit Regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC. All loans subject to credit approval. See individual account disclosures for details.
If you run a business, you've always got decisions on your mind.
Reducing my costs, protecting my people.
Fortunately, Aflac is an easy decision. It lets you enhance employee benefits at no direct cost to your company. Aflac is insurance that pays cash benefits directly. And since it's voluntary, it costs your business nothing.
Better benefits at no cost.
That's what I'm talking about.
Call 1-866-61-AFLAC or visit aflac.com/protect.
The Hotels.com 48-hour sale is only for people that like to get great hotel deals. Also for people that want to book hotel deals right now, this Tuesday and Wednesday only. It is certainly not for those opposed to booking things on Tuesdays and or Wednesdays, people that hate the number 48, or people that respond to a 48-hour hotel sale with, ew, gross. Safe to say the Hotels.com 48-hour sale is for you. So book your hotel deal now and save up to 50% off this Tuesday and Wednesday only. Hotels.com. Be smart. Book smart. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Need an exciting new cell phone? Then come to Walmart, where there's low prices every day on everything you need to stay connected. Get the latest phones from the best wireless carriers, like the Verizon Droid X2, the AT&T Samsung Infuse 4G, and T-Mobile's HTC Sensation. Activate it in store. And if you don't want the latest phones, Walmart also has pork and beans. Just empty a few cans and put a string between them. Personally, I'd go with the brand name cell phones at the lowest prices from Walmart, but I do like pork and beans.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Michigan Governor Rick Snyder is the poster child for the cliche, actions speak louder than words.
One thing I tell people is there's no magic bullet here.
Because...
And there isn't just one or two things to do. This is a grinded out situation.
I think this is a challenge.
Y'all don't shut up. I'm going to go out of my mind.
Welcome to Detroit's only free speech zone. It's time to wake up to truth, reality, and a way forward. It's time for First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And good morning, Detroit. Tony Trupiano with you. A glorious, humid day. Man, I have such a full day today between the show and my errands after the show. I've got some clients today. I've got to go speak to the Waterford Democrats this evening. I have one busy freaking day. And we have some announcements to make today. Amongst them, I know this is kind of weird, but amongst them, Ann Coulter will be joining us on Thursday. People are thinking that's a joke. It's not a joke. Well, if she actually shows. but yeah, she'll be with us on Thursday. We'll talk a little bit more about that later on in the program. In the meantime, I want to remind you that if you want to join us during the show at any time today, feel free to do that. The number here in the studio, toll free, we're paying for that call, 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. I recommend that you put that into your phone. So you can just, you know, do that little shortcut, you know, star Tony. Well, not star, pound Tony. No, we don't want you to pound Tony either. We'll come back to that as well. That's not working out the way I needed it to. Hey, Radford, I want you to ask Todd how many likes we have on Facebook this morning.
Hey, Todd, how many likes do we have on Facebook?
505, I think.
Five? I think we have a little more than five. Five more today?
Oh, 505 in total. But
there we go.
There we go. Todd, wake up, pumpkin.
I'm up.
Dude.
I'm awake.
Okay, well, you don't sound awake.
Well, I'm trying.
All right. 505. So we were at, what was it, 494 yesterday. We were trying to get over whatever it was. We're trying to get, well, we got over 500, 505.
Halfway there for our first goal.
That's right, the first goal of 1,000. So I want to thank all of you that liked us in the last day. Let's continue liking us. This is cool. Let me get the poll question of the day, then we'll talk about my Tigers who disappointed the living bejesus out of me last night. The only thing I like about them being on the West Coast is I know I'm not going to watch the game, so I don't have to stress that I can't watch the game, because when they're on the West Coast, I just can't. So mentally, I'm okay with that. But we'll get back to that. The Michigan legislature is 10 days away from taking a summer break until after Labor Day. Do you believe that they should work through the summer months? Yes or no? So far, very early on, we've got already a lot of people voting on that. Next 10 days, we got a lot of work to do. According to them, they're going to approve a lot of legislation that they don't need to rush, as we've talked about so much in the last few days, especially. Should they work through the summer months? I mean, I don't mind giving them a couple weeks off. Everybody should get a couple weeks off. But they don't need to take the entire summer off, do they? And by the way, happy first day of summer to you, Mr. Radford. Unfortunately, our Tigers begin the first day of summer as losers. They lost last night 4-0, and I'm concerned about the bats again. I don't like the fact that we lost, period. I don't believe Cleveland played last night, so we only lose a half a game, so we're 1.5 out. But, you know, this is the thing we talked about a couple weeks ago where I needed more consistency out of them.
And, you know, now they're losing more than they're winning. And then this isn't rocket science. I don't know what the deal. I didn't watch the game last night. In fact, I didn't even have time to read the recap this morning. So I don't know. Do you know what happened last night? Besides that they lost?
One of the toughest pitchers. I mean, I'm all about this kid. Clayton Kershaw is one of the best unknown pitchers in the entire league. And he's going to win. He's going to win a National League Cy Young before it's done and over with. And he showed last night. Complete game, two-hitter, 11 strikeouts, one walk. He just dominated them. And so, you know what? The Tigers are bad on the road in the National League. You know, that's just the way it is, especially when they go against a pitcher like that. They got another tough one tonight in Chad Billingsley. I mean, Billingsley's not quite as good as Clayton Kershaw, but he's pretty darn good as well. So.
All right. Well, you know, we understand that, and we understand that we need to win on the road. And actually, we're doing better certainly this year than we did last year. As far as winning on the road goes, the bottom line, though, is we need to, it's still early, but I'd like to see us with at least, you know, first place is still within grasp. I'd like to see us a couple games ahead as opposed to a couple games behind. And I don't buy the excuse that they don't play well against National League teams on the road. That's one of those things that I call an ESPN stat. You know, ESPN makes up a lot of stuff. I think they're responsible for all these weird stats you keep telling me about. Because they need something to talk about on a 24-hour sports station, so they make up all this kind of stuff. I don't want to hear that they don't play well on the road in National League ballparks.
Well, I mean, that's the way it's been so far, though. Against the Pittsburgh Pirates, they didn't win that series, and then this last series against the
Colorado
Rockies, they
right.
didn't win that series. I mean, the Dodgers, they still have a chance to win the series, but they went against their best pitcher. So from here on out, it's got to be better.
All right, so they got their Verlander moment out of the way, and he would be the equivalent to their Justin Verlander. Let's see what we can do tonight. We need to play at least 500 ball over the next couple of weeks, and we're not doing that right now. And so I'm a little disappointed. I always get concerned when our bats get quiet. Now, I would imagine Brandon Inge will be back soon, no?
I think they're going to take their time with him. He's down in Toledo.
Right.
But it sounds like one of those situations where, hey, Brandon, make sure you're 100%, pal. It sounds like you got a little sniffle there. Maybe you got a little cough. Maybe you want to take a couple days off and stay down here in Toledo. I think they're trying to make sure that he's really healthy, and they're pretty fine with the mix that they got now. So
I don't really quite know how to respond to that because you are such a Brandon Inge fan that I would have thought you would have said, no, they need to get him right back right away. You know, he's the guy that needs to be there, and you didn't do that.
No, Don Kelly's been pretty dang good, and then they've got a couple other guys that have been filling in. I mean, if he's 100% and he's back to hitting 27 home runs, which we haven't seen in a while, then, yeah, rush him back. But right now, the mix was good.
All right. We need to find out who uses this studio at night because, once again, they turn the heat on in here.
It is like a sauna when I get in there in the morning.
I don't get that. I mean, who's in here that would need to turn the heat on when it's 80-something degrees outside? It's not my studio. I'm not trying to, to stay claim to anything, but really, the heat in June? And it was on all the way. I mean, it was on full blast when I walked in here this morning. Years ago, many, many years ago, there was a guy that used to be on 1310 that was kind of a whack job, and he's passed away. I'm not going to use his name because it's disrespectful. But he was on the air one day. This was when DTW was in the DFN studios, Jeff. And he was literally on the air one day because I used to come on after him. I used to do afternoon drive here on the station. And I'm listening to the last, hour of his show, and he is bitching nonstop about how hot it is in the studio. And he's begging somebody to get him a glass of water while he's on the air. Now, you got to understand that, well, you understand because you do radio, both in front of and behind the microphone. You don't do stuff like that. And he's on air, Jeff, nonstop complaining about the temperature of the studio. I mean, he didn't stop. It's hot in here. I'm sweating my ass off. He's going on and on and on. And that was his last day on air.
And that's why, probably.
Oh, sweet Jesus. I'm sitting there listening to this unfold. And, okay, you made your point. Now you've beat the point to death. Now you've taken that point that's been beaten to death and picked it up and are beating other things to death with it. And then the whole time, can't anybody, and he's screaming, okay, in a room, of course, that's soundproof, he's screaming, somebody needs to get me a glass of water. And I'm thinking, you know, the engineer should have gone to break, something, but no, this played out for an entire segment.
Oh, yeah, they gave him some rope to hang himself with.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and then I was on another network once where the midday guy showed up to work drunk. Now, you know, when you do syndicated radio, none of you are in the same location. You know, you're all in remote locations. So I had actually at that point had a studio in my home. So anyway, you know, they used to connect with me 10 minutes before my air shift would start on the ISDN line. So I'd be able to hear the last 10 minutes of his show. And I'm listening to this guy, and he's slurring his words, and he's laughing at his own jokes, which obviously weren't that funny to begin with. So I pick up the phone, and I call the network, and I ask for the guy that worked my show, the producer I had, and I said, you know, hey, is Gene drunk? And he goes, Tony, you got to be here. Because he was the only one that actually did the show from their studio. He said, you got to see this. This is just amazing. Well, I did not know that it's illegal to be on the air drunk. Did you know that?
I would hope that it was something that you wouldn't be allowed to do, but I didn't know it was illegal.
Yeah, I guess, you know, well, there was a time when you did radio, you actually had to be licensed. You actually had to take a test and all that happy stuff. That was long before I was in radio. But yeah, that was one of the deals, is that you technically couldn't be, it was against, you know, the Federal Communications Commission guidelines to be on the air intoxicated, inebriated. And so he ended up getting fired that day. So, you know, I don't know why the hell I'm bringing all this up, but I did. So there it is. 888-552-35. Maybe it's going to be a really long day. 888-552-3595. 888-552-3595. Tony@thetonyshow.org. Hey, Radford, is it true breakfast is on its way?
I hope so.
Yoo-hoo! I know you're getting pumpkin pancakes. I'm getting corned beef hash. What is Todd getting?
I am getting...
Now, Todd, we've got 13 seconds. What are you getting, damn it?
Omelet.
Jesus Christ. You know, would you talk to him during the break? Let's go to the break. We'll be back. I'm Tony Truppiano. Stay with us.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning to you, Tony. Our total traffic update includes all good news along M59. Our Crooks to Opdyke construction, only two lanes open in each direction. So as you're coming in west from toward Crooks, toward 75, that looks good. Eastbound Opdyke trying to get to I-75. Also moving along great, not seeing any kind of slowdowns or delays.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, thunderstorms likely throughout the day, a high near 85. Tonight's storms are low 69. Tomorrow, a chance of thunderstorms and a high near 81. Right now, Metro Airport, still some fog and mist in 70 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
For contractors looking to cut costs, a Home Depot is a great place to start. Where right now we've got new lower prices on Weather Shield pressure treated decking. The water repellent coating means you won't have to stain or seal it for up to a year after you install it. So you save money and man hours. That's big savings that could help lower your bids, which will help you win more business so you can build a stronger one. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Gas prices, can't explain them, can't predict them, but you can beat them. Just head to the Count on Chevy event for one of nine models over an EPA estimated 30 MPG highway. See? Savings on gas is that simple. It just takes a trip to your Chevy dealer, and you can count on that.
All of Michigan's top newsmakers talk to Tony Trupiano.
Joining us now is Debbie Stabenow.
Good morning, Tony. It's always great to be with you.
Former Michigan Congressman Mark Schauer.
It's great to be with you, Tony.
Cindy Estrada joins us.
Thank you for having me.
State Representative Harvey Santana.
You're a rock star, Bert Bernero.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much. You're too kind, Tony.
And my good friend, Congressman Clark, welcome to First Shift.
Tony, it's great being on your show.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Weekdays 6 to 9
on 1310 WDTW.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-600-1582 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-600-1582. 1-800-600-1582. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And thank you for punching in this Tuesday morning. It is Tuesday, right?
Yeah. It's one of those weeks where I really need to keep track. I've got a lot going on this week. I've got a couple speaking engagements this week. I'm reviewing a movie this week. My son's graduation party's at the end of the week. Of course, we've got the show every day. I've got some client work going on. I'm just one busy guy. And happy to be busy. Happy to be with you this morning, and that's for sure. Before I get to some of the news items I have in front of me, including we'll give you an update. And at the bottom of the hour, after the bottom of the hour break, I'm going to play some audio for you from Roy Roberts, the emergency financial manager of the Detroit Public Schools, trying to justify their takeover of the Detroit Public School system to privatize lots of jobs that don't need to be privatized. Before we get to all that, let me give you an idea of what we've got going on today. And, of course, I welcome your input. And I have an apology I need to get out as well and want to make sure I do that. Again, if you want to join us, 888-552-3595. The email address, tony@thetonyshow.org. That's .org. And on Facebook, you're going to find us at First Shift. And the Facebook poll question of the day is out there. The Michigan legislature is preparing to take an eight-week recess. With all that needs to be done, should they be doing that? Yes or no? Anyway, at 7 o'clock, our friend Roland Leggett from Equality Michigan will be with us. Roland is the field organizing director for Equality Michigan. There's a tour, an anti-discrimination tour, that makes a stop in Detroit this evening at 7 p.m., so he'll be here to tell us a little bit about that. We're kind of mixing up the schedule a little bit. Normally, Chris Mihalakis, my union brother, and friend is normally with us at 8 o'clock. He will be with us at 7 o'clock today as he's headed to Lansing to testify before the State House, and he'll be here to tell us what that's all about at 7:30. 8 o'clock, as promised yesterday, David Hecker, the president of the American Federation of Teachers of Michigan, will be with us to update us on the announcement yesterday about the Detroit Public Schools and that plan. And Jocelyn Benson will be with us to talk more about redistricting, as that's still a big story. The Democrats came out with their House maps yesterday, and they don't look totally differently than the Republican model, with the exception, really the most notable exception, the city of Detroit. Instead of eliminating two state House seats, it only eliminates one and makes the districts a little more symmetrical, not like the scribbly line picture that Jeff Radford posted to Facebook, our Facebook
page
yesterday.
That still makes me laugh. It still cracks me up to see that.
The picture or the actual redistricting map?
The redistricting map that the Republicans came up with and the scribbly line drawing that a one-year-old did. It looks almost exactly the same.
Oh, you know, I'm still trying to figure out, and I believe that my district will end up being in the 12th congressional, which would be John Dingell. So I will go from being represented by Thad McCotter to John Dingell, which thrills me in all kinds of wonderful ways. But these maps aren't totally done yet, and I was surprised that we didn't get a bigger response to that story yesterday, and I'm a little disappointed that we didn't, but this is where, Jeff, my apology comes in. I talked to you about this yesterday. We got a call yesterday when I had Mark Brewer on, the chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, from Dennis in Ann Arbor, you'll recall, because I asked you about this after the show. And I kind of jumped all over Dennis, assuming that he was, you know, trying to catch us at something. And I was wrong. I was wrong to do that. Dennis was really asking for clarification. And I assumed he was looking to be a jerk, which he was not. I was the jerk, and I certainly want to apologize. I did send him an email. I did apologize. I did not hear back from Dennis. I'll assume Dennis isn't very happy with Tony today, Jeff.
Well, you know, it's one of those things where you can't quite tell because the tone was different. But, you know, I mean, he said, well, you know, I'm just not quite understanding.
Man, but you know what? You say that, but it was pretty clear to you because you didn't even know I was asking you the question. I just said, hey, when Dennis called and you said, yeah, I just think he was looking for clarification. And then I told you why I asked because I automatically assumed he was being a jerk and I shouldn't do that. And so I feel badly about that. Part of it was we were up against the clock because we were at the end of our time with Mark Brewer, and I didn't want to run out of time. But, you know, the majority of it was I was just not being a good listener. And, that was unfair of me to do, Jeff, and I really do want to apologize to Dennis if he's listening this morning.
Well, I've seen that situation occur before, though, where someone tries to act nice and really they're trying to catch you. I'm not saying that was Dennis at all. I think he just didn't quite understand. I think he thought you were saying, you know, why that Democrats couldn't run anymore. And it's almost like, why bother? Because the way they drew the lines, you know, the most of the people that you're going to try and go after are now Republican.
I mean, right.
They stacked it so that it would be much harder for Democrats to win certain districts.
And that, of course, was the whole point. And Dennis, you know, Mark and I weren't doing, I think, a good enough job of explaining that. The way, of course, Mark was positioning it, I understand. I did go back and listen to the podcast. I mean, I did take that very seriously. And sure enough, you know, I can see where Dennis would have been confused by that. Again, I made an assumption, and I shouldn't have made that assumption. So I do want to apologize. And, Dennis, if you're listening to this, please accept my apology and the spirit in which it's offered. And I promise to be a better listener. Now, you know, Jeff, as I said a little bit earlier, I've got Ann Coulter on the show on Thursday, and people are going to wonder why the hell I would give her any airtime. For those of you who don't know her, well, you don't know her, so go look her up. For those of you that do, obviously she is what many would characterize as a neoconservative, vile, hate-filled woman. She has she thrives on shocking the public. She loves to say things that are absolutely, you know, in my opinion, ludicrous and ridiculous. She has this very slanted view of the world that I don't embrace. And even though I'm quite partisan, there's no question that I'm quite partisan. Her partisanship goes far beyond anything I have ever attempted to do. Now, again, the First Amendment is there for all of us, and she has a right to experience that First Amendment in the way she deems necessary. I obviously profoundly disagree with just about everything she has to say, but I thought it would make for, at the very least, entertaining radio, and it'll be, it should be fun, Jeff. It should be fun, because I have lots, I'm getting her book today. They're overnighting me her book today, and I'm hoping to have a chance to at least get half of it read by tomorrow, and I think that I may be able to do that. But this new book is again called Demon or Demonic, something about the rise of the liberal mob. She does not like liberals. Now, I made it very clear, Mr. Radford, that I am a liberal. So, you know, she knows what she's walking into.
And you've always said that you'll be fair. We'll have both sides on here. If Governor Snyder wants to come on, you'll be fair to him. You'll have him on, and we'll have a discussion. So here's Ann Coulter, and you're going to do the same
thing. Right, and you know, again, I'm not going to be disrespectful to her. And I would, Jeff, never be disrespectful to the governor. I have a lot of respect for that office. I just need to have a conversation with them. Maybe it's time we reach out to the governor again. We've kind of left them alone for a long time. I don't want them to think we've forgotten. And with the legislature going on vacation, you know, he should have more time as well, I would think. You know, he's not going to have as much to do. So maybe he can spend a little time with us. 888-552-3595. What's on your mind? When we come back, Michael Stampler, who is the emergency financial manager in Pontiac, he's already looking for a new gig. That and more. Stay with us. This is 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our ride through Washtenaw into Wayne County looks pretty good. I-94 is moving great from M14 to US 23 all the way into 275. Maybe the airport, maybe Telegraph, maybe Southfield, or maybe heading all the way in toward the city of Detroit as part of your destination. It looks like that whole route is clear.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, thunderstorms likely throughout the day, a high near 85. Tonight, storms are low 69. Tomorrow, a chance of thunderstorms and a high near 81. Right now, Metro Airport, still some fog and mist in 70 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Truppiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. A U.S. Supreme Court ruling against a million women workers at Walmart could add fuel to the union organizing fire at the giant retailer. Jesse Russell reports.
On Monday, the Supreme Court declined to hear a class action lawsuit that alleges the worldwide corporation Walmart had discriminated against women. Justice Anthony Scalia, writing for the majority, said the entire company couldn't be held accountable for what could be the actions of managers not representative of the entire company. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg wrote the partial counterposition that while the company shouldn't face damages, the court should have heard the case because there is evidence of systematic sex discrimination. The United Food and Commercial Workers has been seeking to organize Walmart stores in both the United States and Canada, so the union has been following this case closely. Assistant Director Jennifer Stapleton of Making Change at Walmart.
Women at Walmart know that discrimination is real. What we're finding now is that associates are more interested in taking action collectively since the legal system doesn't seem to be the way that's going to work for them.
Stapleton said her organization is now working with a new Walmart's employee group called Organization United for Respect at Walmart, which hopes to represent workers' interests collectively in order to provide education and improve working conditions.
Rather than waiting on the company or the government or anybody else to sanction their right to have a voice, associates just came together to form one through our Walmart.
If you're in solidarity with workers and you're traveling to Chicago, striking Hyatt workers ask that you don't stay at Hyatt hotels in the Windy City.
Support the boycott, not to come inside these hotels if they're not going to treat the workers what they're just due. Our workers are standing up for what's right.
Unite Here workers went on strike against the four Chicago area Hyatt hotels Monday. Will Spain is door captain at one of the Chicago Hyatts. Spain says the main issue is job security.
The Hyatt has added temp workers to work alongside our folks to try to take away their jobs. We need the support from the community. We need support from the religious leaders.
Before striking, the workers bargained with Hyatt for 20 months. Unite Here says Hyatt is owned by billionaires, yet wants to outsource work and impose dangerous conditions on housekeepers. The American Journal of Industrial Medicine found in 2010 that Hyatt housekeepers had the highest injury rates of the five major hotel companies.
They do a 16-room quota a day, and they're beaten down. They can't go home and feed their families at the end of the day.
This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary from Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org. This newscast was made possible in part by the National Education Association and by AFSCME, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. You've been listening to WIN, Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And good morning, Tony Trupiano back with you. Before we get into some audio from Roy Roberts, the emergency financial manager of the Detroit Public Schools, I want to just quickly mention that this morning we will be hand-delivered some beautiful, delicious breakfast from Guest Omelets on 14 in Hagerty in Commerce Township. If you're ever in that area, you're going to want to stop in. We had ordered, had gone there for our staff meeting on Friday after the show and had an amazing meal, and so we're looking forward to having breakfast courtesy of our friends Cindy and Debbie and everybody over at Guest Omelets in Commerce Township. So really, when you get a chance, go out that way. I think you're going to find the food is just absolutely delicious. Those pumpkin pancakes, which Jeff has ordered for this morning, will be on its way soon enough, were to die for. They were literally one of the most amazing culinary delights I've ever had. Jeff, obviously you felt the same way because you ordered them this morning.
It's not even like, it's almost like a dessert. That's how good it is.
Yeah, I mean, it was really that good. I was surprised, again, how light they were. They weren't heavy at all. They were light and delicious, and I need to stop talking about food.
I know, you're making me hungry.
Well, that'll be here soon enough, and I'm looking forward to that. Jeff, if you would, play that audio for me. Roy Roberts with the Detroit Public Schools, the emergency financial manager, talking about, talking about their version of reform.
Governor Schneider, U.S. Secretary Duncan, Superintendent Flanagan, Principal Gail Russell Jones, parents, students, and Detroit community, today, we change the game. We must change the game. But important, we're going to educate the kids first on our way to getting that done. A new education achievement system, EAS, referred to it, will place underperforming schools across the state. Beginning in Detroit, we start here. We don't start somewhere else. A branch of Detroit, we start here. We become the symbol and the signal for getting this done. Under the umbrella of a more autonomous system that, in turn, will place the ultimate power for running each school in the hands of the principal, the teachers, and staff at the school, rather than a central administration. It will allow principal to hire the best teachers, place, train, and support them, therefore providing continuous improvement based on student need and nothing else. And ensure that at least a third of our taxpayer dollars are spent in the classroom rather than in a central office far removed from the classroom. Schools in the system will benefit from numerous resources, such as a longer school day and year, a challenging curriculum, dramatically more resources and funding for classrooms, greater parental input and more autonomous to hire the best teachers, principals and staff to be held accountable for student achievement. A new education achievement system also will place greater emphasis on community involvement in schools. We want community involvement. A parents' advisory council, PAC, will be formed at each school to incorporate local feedback and direction in a way that is much more direct than was possible in previous years. As the schools progress in its improvement plan, the parent council will assume additional responsibilities for supporting its school. Parents also will be asked to agree in writing to play a role in making sure that their children are successful in the schools that they attain. Additionally, we're working with foundations, businesses, and philanthropic organizations to guarantee that all students who graduate from a high school in Detroit will have the financial resources to attend at a minimum, their choice of a two-year college or career training school in the state of Michigan. The goal is to expand the program to include 4 years as quickly as possible. We don't have that yet. It's 2 years now. We're going to work to get 4. Concept is modeled, as you know, after the Kalamazoo promise. Organizers have embarked on aggressive fundraising in an effort to create and then expand this program so the Detroit graduates may ultimately receive guaranteed financial resources to afford a 4-year college education.
system will be governed by an Education Achievement Authority that will be established through an inter-local agreement between Eastern Michigan University and Detroit Public Schools. We like Eastern Michigan University. It's not that we dislike public schools, but we've signed up to get this done together, and we can't thank them enough for becoming partners with us. The system will first apply to underperforming schools in Detroit. Beginning in the 2012-13 school year, and it will expand to cover the entire state. In a five-year expansion period, it will envelop and operate underperforming schools across the state, in fact, becoming a statewide school district with a focus and specialization on improvement of underperforming schools. And schools will remain with the education achievement system until they show dramatic progress for their students, at which time the improved schools may return to their traditional public school system. It will be their choice if they want to return to that system or remain in the NES system. I will remain the emergency manager of DPS, while at the same time serving as chair of the executive committee of the system during its 2011 and 12 incubation and planning period. God bless you all, and thanks for coming.
And there you go. The most uninspired line of bullcrap I think I've heard in a very long time. 4 minutes and 35 seconds worth of pabulum. And at the end of the day, what we hear Roy Roberts saying, and I don't apologize for putting you through that. You needed to hear what he had to say because it defines what they should be committing to doing for all students. Not just the, you know, lowest 5% of the schools in the Detroit public school system, which are now going to be pulled aside. They're going to be privatized. They're taking away the central administrative function, which is the school board. They are making the principal and staff responsible for those students. How is this different than what we should be or already is happening? That's the disconnect for me. That is the true disconnect for me. What is different between what they are doing and what needs to be done? And you know, David Hecker, who will join us in a few hours, well, these are questions that certainly will pose to him, but it seems that this is quite offensive to those that are already part of the system. Again, this to me is just a grab to privatize, and by the way, the money that goes along with that, you know, there's a grab. This is always about following the money. Let's remember that mantra. And if you follow the money, you will see that as they privatize, and there have been some really profoundly pointed questions on the Facebook page, the First Shift Facebook page, where people are wondering about the constitutionality of what they're doing to the Detroit Public Schools. Is this a constitutional act? And I don't know the answer to that. I don't have the intelligence to give you that answer. I do know this smells awfully bad. And even the way the Detroit papers are spinning this is kind of confusing to me because nobody is calling this what it is, which is a privatization. And by the way, what did you hear in that this is going to be the new state model? They're starting with Detroit, and they will be expanding this statewide. You should be very concerned, and if you are a teacher this morning, or you work in a school system, chances are, if this takes hold, which we don't want to happen, if this takes hold, what's going to happen to your school district eventually?
What's going to happen to your job eventually?
Well, that's, of course, the question. How about your collective bargaining agreement, Jeff? How about the school board? The school board becomes irrelevant. Now they've got this new quote-unquote authority that will be a board that will be a combination of mostly appointed people by different factions of the school system or the political system. Some of them will be appointed by Eastern Michigan, some of them by the Detroit Public Schools, some of them by the governor himself.
Well, they didn't even talk to the school board other than to invite them to this meeting, and that was it.
Right, and many of them did not go to this meeting because they thought it was a violation of the Open Meetings Act.
Which would then be illegal for them to attend.
Absolutely. So, you know, here we go. reforming, you know, I'm all for reform, Jeff. I don't have a problem with reform, but why are we only reforming 5% and not reforming 100%? Why aren't we putting, you know, this kind of energy and effort into reforming the entire system instead of just the 5% of the system that supposedly needs, you know, more recognition? I don't understand this. I don't understand the way the media reports it. I don't understand the way Roy Roberts spins it. And again, Jeff, I'm sure you fell asleep during that 4 minute 35 second speech. Was that uninspired or what? I mean, there was no passion, no charisma, nothing.
Nothing, no substance. And not a whole lot of substance.
There was no substance. No, you're right. There was no substance. There was a lot of conversation, but there was no substance. And again, all it does is underscore what we already know to be the problem. Now, what it doesn't address is how we get parents more engaged in the process. You know, oftentimes education is only good as the parental involvement. And how sad that statement is. Parents just don't connect to the schools the way they once did. Would love to hear your thoughts on this. 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595, tony@thetonyshow.org. At some level, I understand that we need to have a different conversation, but this can't be the conversation we have. This doesn't solve any problems. It creates more problems. We're not protecting the teachers that have invested years educating themselves to empower our children. I'm Tony Trupiano. Let's get to the break. We'll be right back. Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
For contractors looking to cut costs, the Home Depot is a great place to start. Where right now we've got new lower prices on Weather Shield pressure-treated decking. The water-repellent coating means you won't have to stain or seal it for up to a year after you install it. So you save money and man-hours. That's big savings that could help lower your bids, which will help you win more business so you can build a stronger one. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
All of Michigan's top newsmakers talk to Tony Trupiano.
Joining us now is Debbie Stabenow.
Good morning, Tony. It's always great to be with you.
Former Michigan Congressman Mark Schauer.
It's great to be with you, Tony.
Cindy Estrada joins us.
Thank you for having me.
State Representative Harvey Santana. You're a rock star, Bert Bernero.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much. You're too kind, Tony.
And my good friend, Congressman Hanson Clark. Welcome to First Shift.
Tony, it's great to be on your show.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Weekdays 6 to 9
on 1310 WDTW.
You know her as Three's Company star and the Thighmaster guru, but Suzanne Summers is also author of 20 bestsellers, including her revolutionary new book, Sexy Forever, How to Lose Fat After 40. Now she's done it again by exposing the missing ingredient to help women over 40 lose weight.
Are you over 40 and just can't lose weight? Well, it's more than diet and exercise. I've spent 2 decades working with cutting-edge doctors, and I have found the missing piece of the puzzle to losing fat after 40. This new information will astonish you, and I want to share these discoveries, so get started now with a free weight loss plan only available at Suzanne.com. On my personalized program, you'll lose the weight, stop fat in its tracks, and rejuvenate your whole metabolism. So if you're over 40 and overweight, you need more than a diet. This is the proven answer you've been looking for.
To get Suzanne Summers' free weight loss plan, log on now to Suzanne.com. That's Suzanne.com. Suzanne.com.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. Tony Trupiano back with you. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Tuesday morning. Looks like we've got some inclement weather coming today. By the way, happy first day of summer to you. I want to be one amongst the first to wish you a happy summer 2011. With regard to our Facebook First Shift poll, on whether or not the state legislature should take 2 months off. Now the answers are getting more interesting for obvious reasons. Some are saying, as my buddy Tony sent me an email, the more time they take off, the less damage they can do. I'm split on this issue. I don't think they should be taking 8 weeks off by any measure, but I understand where everybody's coming from. Again, if you'd like to join us, 888-552-3595. Let's go to the phones and welcome Pat in Dearborn. Pat, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning,
two
Pat.
Things, really. I just wanted to, right before the break, I had a very good friend of mine who's a retired Detroit public school teacher, and on average, in a class size of about 30, it could go to 25 to 30, but close to 30, only 7 parents would show up on average through conferences. But that's not just Detroit. That's pretty much the gambit.
Pat, unfortunately, that's true in all school systems. Well, not all of them, but many of them have that problem. Mm-hmm. Trying to get parents to parent-teacher conferences is next to impossible.
It is. I agree. And I want to make another quick point, Tony. The other thing is, in my opinion, I believe the governor or the emergency manager is going after the Detroit school system is because it's a smaller union for the teachers rather than going after the larger number, which I think you mentioned, because of the MEA. So I think there's protection in a larger number, perhaps. I'm not sure. I'm kind of tired because we viewed the Emancipation Proclamation last night. We didn't get home until 2:30. So
I've got to ask you, Pat, and we'll come back to the question. How was it? Because I'm going to try to go tomorrow morning before I come into the show.
It took us 5.5-6 hours to get through.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I won't be going before the show then.
But you know what? I have to say, other than for a couple behind my husband and I, who I wanted to throttle, everybody else had a great time waiting. But we enjoyed it. It was I'm tired as all get out, but I do it again. My feet are killing me. You know, 56 years old, I'm not what I used to be, but... I gotta tell you, it was it moved me. I tears came to my eyes when I saw it.
Pat, Jeff and Todd and I were talking before the show. We were actually even talking about this yesterday. I mean, talk about an extraordinary document that really springboarded the entire country, and to this day, how important that document is to the very fabric of our society, Pat.
Absolutely, I agree, Tony. It really is. And anybody out there who gets a chance, if you can put the time aside, please go and stand in line. It'll be worth your while. It's air conditioned, so it's inside a museum, so it's all worth it.
Wow,
all worth it.
All right, back to the Detroit public schools for a second, and Pat, yeah, and thank you for sharing that. I'm glad that you went, and unfortunately, I don't think I'm going to be able to go, but that's all right. Getting back to the Detroit public schools for a moment, I don't know that it has to do with necessarily the size of the union, although that may be a factor. We'll ask David Hecker about that later this morning. Because the American Federation of Teachers, the Detroit Public Schools, falls underneath that purview. But it seems to me that the part of the reason that we're doing it, they're doing this, they've chosen the Detroit Public Schools to start with, Pat, is because they obviously have a lot of problems. I mean, they're so well known that from a PR standpoint, you know, that what they're kind of hoping people will do will say, good, finally something, they're doing something. Instead of looking at what they're really doing, which is trying to eliminate the union and privatize the school system.
I'll make it brief. The teachers, I've known many Detroit public school teachers, still do as a matter of fact, they are extremely hardworking people, just like teachers throughout the entire state, Tony, okay? And in my opinion, they are not the fault, okay? It goes from management. They're the end of the ladder, okay, in my opinion. And the problems go even higher.
Wow, what an important point you make. You know, we keep forgetting that in the hierarchy, if the school were to be looked at as a business, isn't the principal kind of the boss? Aren't they the CEO of the school? If the school's failing, isn't that the failure of that CEO, Pat?
Yes.
Yeah, why do they put it on the teachers?
I don't know. Yeah. I have no idea. My brother-in-law is a teacher out in Hopkins, Michigan, and he is, the buck stops with him. That's how he runs it.
Well, and we need more people like your brother. Pat, thank you so much. Thanks for sharing your experience out at the Henry Ford as well. Pat from Dearborn, I appreciate your calling once again.
Bye-bye.
You too. How extraordinary. Jeff, I'm not going to be able to go. That's bumming me out.
You're not going to sit in line for
I can't. I mean, if I could,
in the morning.
I got to be here. I got to be here at least by 6. That would put me there at 11 o'clock tonight.
Well, get your camping gear out.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
That would be, maybe that's one of the 9 days in a row thing. Maybe you've slept on the lawn in your tent for 9 days.
You never know. Well, I do know. You know.
We know. I just wonder if anyone else wants
to. No, but I've got to tell you, there are two people in particular. And for those that don't know what we're referencing, we've been doing this count for 9 days in a row. I have consistently done something. And you're all supposed to guess what that something is. There are two people in particular that this is driving absolutely insane. They send me 3 guesses a day. They have to know.
Anything creative?
No. No, I mean, nothing creative. I mean, all the common stuff. But the funny thing is, one of them said, can't you, it's driving them so crazy that they sent me an email yesterday. Can't you just tell just me what it is? And no, I can't.
Maybe if you bring us some delicious pumpkin pancakes.
No.
No.
There's got to be a prize. We got to figure out some kind of prize. I don't know. You know, we've got some goodies coming. I'll very quickly before we break for the top of the hour. We've got hats coming. First Shift baseball caps, which will be here soon. Bumper stickers are on their way. Coffee mugs, which I'm very much looking forward to. Travel coffee mugs. So we have got some goodies to give away here pretty soon. They're on order, and I promise I proofed them better than I proofed our business cards.
So then these should be pretty good.
Yeah, they should be pretty good. I very quickly, because I am only human, you know, I ordered Jeff and I a bunch of business cards. I got some letterhead and envelopes, and I didn't proof them properly. And I have to have them reprinted because they didn't have our email addresses on them. Jeff's didn't have his proper phone number on his. And that's because I took shortcuts. I just trusted that everything was going to be fine. And that's why they send you the proof, right? I should know better. All right, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour. Diane Cross will be with us, traffic and weather. Happy first day of summer to all of you. We've got news coming up as well, so you'll want to pay attention to that. It's supposed to be a pretty, weather-wise, going to be a bit of a difficult day, so you might want to bring an umbrella with you. Thundery and lightning weather headed our way. So be very careful as you're out and about today. A quick break for the top of the hour. We'll be back. I'm Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update involves a couple of accidents in Oakland County. 75 southbound at 14 Mile Road. An accident moved off to the left shoulder. 3 cars involved, though, so it may take a while to clear and slow down our ride into the Ruther. 75 northbound at Rochester Road. Getting word of a rollover accident through there, so be very careful. This stretch is 75 near 14 and Rochester 15 Mile Road. I'm Diane Cross. Traffic.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, thunderstorms likely throughout the day, a high near 85. Tonight, storms are low 69. Tomorrow, a chance of thunderstorms and a high near 81. Right now, Metro Airport, still some fog and mist and 70 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift with me, Tony Trupiano, after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Top story this hour, NATO isn't saying if an unmanned drone helicopter was shot down in Libya today or if it was a mechanical problem. Libya claims the chopper was shot down. We'll find out tomorrow how many U.S. troops will be coming home from Afghanistan next month. CNN's Dan Lothian reports from the White House. President Obama will make a speech on the troop withdrawal plan.
There's been quite a bit of internal debate in this administration as to the way forward in Afghanistan. Some believing that the troop reduction should be done in a modest way. Others believing that the U.S. should not have a big footprint in Afghanistan because of the fact that the U.S. was able to get Osama bin Laden.
John Huntsman will officially jump into the Republican presidential race today. He served as ambassador to China under President Obama, but is now criticizing his former boss. The president's top political consultant, David Axelrod, told CNN State of the Union, Huntsman praised the president during his time as ambassador.
Obviously, circumstances changed, so I was surprised when he emerged as a candidate, but certainly I take him seriously.
Huntsman also served as governor of Utah for two terms. Congressman Anthony Weiner will officially leave his job today, but he won't be there in person to say goodbyes. Weiner announced last week he was resigning over an internet sex scandal. The warning labels you'll see on packs of cigarettes will be a lot more graphic. CNN's Tommy Andres reports the government will announce its new anti-smoking effort today.
If you're a smoker, you may soon find yourself staring at a dead body while you light up. New labels are rolling out today featuring graphic photos of the effects of smoking and blunt warnings like smoking will kill you. They are required to cover 50% of the packaging. It's all part of the Family Smoking Prevention and Tobacco Control Act passed in 2009. All U.S. packages will be required to have a label by October.
For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
For contractors looking to cut costs, the Home Depot is a great place to start. Where right now we've got new lower prices on Weather Shield pressure-treated decking. The water-repellent coating means you won't have to stain or seal it for up to a year after you install it. So you save money and man-hours. That's big savings that could help lower your bids, which will help you win more business so you can build a stronger one. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, gecko man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What's Australian for talk to the hand? Foster's Beer, well known for its How to Speak Australian commercials, has rejected a $10 billion buyout offer from fellow suds maker SAB Miller. A grade of 77 out of 100, that would be a C in most places, and it's what the hotel business is getting from its customers. The annual American Customer Satisfaction Index finds a small increase from last year to this in satisfaction with hotels. More amenities and steady rates get the credit. The airline business gets a worse grade of 65. That's down from last year. Customers unhappy with fewer choices following mergers, higher fares, and more fees. Fees such as this, perhaps. Tiny Spirit Airlines, the only carrier that charges for a checked bag, says it will now charge you $5 for an agent to print your boarding pass. Improving hope that Greece can sidestep debt default has lifted global stock markets a percent each, S&P futures rising 7 points. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
At Regions, we're building a better banking experience for each small business customer. That means giving you the basics, like checking and savings, as well as offering the right lending options. Because we understand how important capital, revenue, and cash flow are to your small business. So if you're ready for a bank that's as committed to growing your business as you are, switch to Regions. Visit Regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC. All loans subject to credit approval. See individual account disclosures for details.
If you run a business, you've always got decisions on your mind.
Reducing my costs, protecting my people.
Fortunately, Aflac is an easy decision. It lets you enhance employee benefits at no direct cost to your company. Aflac is insurance that pays cash benefits directly. And since it's voluntary, it costs your business nothing.
Better benefits at no cost.
Aflac! That's what I'm talking about.
Call 1-866-61-AFLAC or visit aflac.com/protect.
Newman.
Yes, Mr. Fernwell.
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of the little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That will free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet.
Pardon?
Is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Need an exciting new cell phone? Then come to Walmart, where there's low prices every day on everything you need to stay connected. Get the latest phones from the best wireless carriers, like the Verizon Droid X2, the AT&T Samsung Infuse 4G, and T-Mobile's HTC Sensation. Activate it in store. And if you don't want the latest phones, Walmart also has pork and beans. Just empty a few cans and put a string between them. Personally, I'd go with the brand name cell phones at the lowest prices from Walmart, but I do like pork and beans. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Become informed. Learn the truth. Stand and be recognized.
I am not going to sit on my ass as the events that affect me unfold to determine the course of my life. I'm going to take a stand. I'm going to defend it. I'm going to defend it.
You are tuned in to WDTW, 1310 AM. And it's time to get to work. On First Chip with Tony Tribbiani.
Thank you for punching in, and good Tuesday morning to you. I am Tony Tribbiani. Pleasure to have you with us. Remind you that if you want to join us at any time throughout the program, that toll-free number is there for you, 888-552-3595. Our Facebook First Shift poll question of the day, the Michigan Legislature is 10 days away from taking a summer break until after Labor Day. Do you believe they should work through the summer months? And the yeses are carrying it, although a compelling argument can be made that they do less damage when they're not there. But we need to be careful because there's important stuff that needs to be done, and they're trying to rush a lot of stuff through, and that's problematic. Want to remind you that Chris Mihalakis is actually going to be with us at the bottom of this hour. He has to get off to Lansing today, and so he'll be joining us a little bit earlier than he normally does, so you'll want to stay tuned for that. But before I go any further, I want to welcome actually back to the show. You know, and Jeff, I realized today every single guest today is a returning guest. Everybody we've got on the slate today has been here with us at least once, if not multiple times, which is a first for us. We've gone through that cycle already. How did that happen?
People just love us and want to come back.
Yeah, I'm not so sure it's that, but I'll go with that for now. Anyway, let me turn my attention to my next guest. As I was sharing with you earlier in the day today, and actually we talked about yesterday a little bit about something that fits nicely into what we're going to be getting to right now. Joining us now is Roland Leggett. Roland, of course, is the field organizing director for Equality Michigan. They've got a tour going on right now to discuss discrimination against gay and transgender Michiganders, and he's here today to talk about the Detroit stop in that tour. And Roland, I want to welcome you back. I hope you're well, my friend.
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me, Tony.
It is my pleasure. You know, yesterday, and I'm sure, Roland, you're aware of what's happened in the city of Holland, Michigan, where the city council there would not allow the use of a sexual identity to be used in an anti-discrimination ordinance there, and it's created quite an uproar, and they've got a Facebook page that's, you know, roaring with all kinds of angst and anxiety. So here we go again. The debate is open. Obviously, the timing of the tour couldn't be better. So, Roland, let's talk a little bit about the tour and where it's at and what you folks hope to accomplish.
Sure. Sure. So the tour itself is actually Equality Michigan, which is the organization that I work with, is we're having this tour called the Equality Action Tour, and the tour we're doing in conjunction with a couple of other organizations that are also social justice based. So we're doing a tour with the ACLU of Michigan. We're doing a tour with Affirmations Community Center, which is based in Ferndale, with KIC, which is an African American advocacy organization, LGBT advocacy organization that's based in Detroit, and the Ruth Ellis Center. And we're doing this tour around the state, but we've done about 6 town halls so far, talking specifically about how to move Michigan forward. And we believe that one of the ways to move Michigan forward is to update our civil rights law to include gay and transgender residents, to make sure that gay and transgender residents can't be fired from their jobs simply because they're gay. They can't be denied housing simply because, you know, a landlord thinks that they're a lesbian, and they can't be denied access to public space because they're gay or transgender.
Yeah, of course, that brings up an important question. Unless somebody just comes out and says they are, how do we even know that they are, Roland? So they're discriminating against people on the basis of who knows what.
Right. Well, absolutely. And that's, I think that's one of the things that's surprising to a lot of people. The more and more we have these conversations around the state, you don't even have to be gay to be a victim of, you know, of that type of discrimination. So it's certainly surprising. One thing, too, Tony, a lot of people are really are very surprised, first of all, to hear that we don't have laws in Michigan that protect workers or protect families from housing discrimination, like just because they're gay or transgender. So people are surprised to hear that, certainly. But people are also surprised to hear that it happens to begin with. But, you know, it's a disturbing figure, certainly. But over 40% of the calls that we get deal with employment discrimination because, you know, an employer thinks that a employee is gay and that employee is discriminated against. So, you know, not only is the law a problem, but, you know, we're certainly seeing that a lot of Michigan residents are affected by this.
Well, you know, again, it's important that people understand this, which I guess is the whole point of this tour. So talk a little bit about the Detroit stop, where it's at, what time it starts, all that stuff.
Sure. So the Detroit stop of the Equality Action Tour is this evening. It starts at 5 o'clock. Doors open at 5. It's at Park Bar, which is right downtown. It's right around the corner from Comerica Park. We're really excited to be partnering not only with the organizations that I mentioned before, but also with Model D and WDET, the local NPR station here. And the evening itself is a little bit different than some of our other events because we're splitting it up into 2 different sections. So we're going to have a great conversation that's more local about Detroit initially, and then we're going to bring in our partner organizations and talk more about how to move the entire state of Michigan forward and how we can get our civil rights law updated.
All right, and so that people understand, this event is free. There is no charge to come to this, so I want people to know that. And again, it's going to focus on social, economic, legal impact of discrimination. This is one of those things, Roland, where I really want to encourage allies of the LGBT community to come out, so for those that don't understand allies, straight people, to come out and educate yourself and understand the profound impact these issues have on the lives of people that you care about. You know,
absolutely.
Roland, I think it's one thing to know it. I mean, we know it. We intuitively know this stuff. I mean, we know what's happening. It's another to actually hear stories and testimonials and to actually meet the people that have had to face this discrimination. It changes it. At least for me, it does.
You know, Tony, you're absolutely right. And that is one of the goals of the conversations we've been having around the state, is to tell our stories and talk intently about how these laws, you know, affect not only ourselves, but affect our friends, affect our neighbors, affect our family members, our coworkers. It's really, the lack of that protection is really pervasive. And it's those stories, the reality that affects Michigan residents, that makes the most difference. So, you know, that's certainly a component of what we'd like to do. One of the takeaways that we hope to get from this as well is to empower and encourage people to share their stories, you know, once they leave the event. So to have conversations with coworkers the next day about this, have conversations with coworkers, with you know, family members and their neighbors about why this is important. It's just, it makes a tremendous difference for you to share your perspective on how these laws affect your life and affect your family members and loved ones.
Yeah, you know, Roland Leggett, I got to tell you, one of the things, and again, I know I come at this from a little bit different perspective. You know, I have a sister that is an open lesbian, has a wonderful partner, and, you know, her and Vicky are just, you know, they are the loves of my life. And I often wonder, and I feel for those people that, especially in the workplace, that can't, you know, be open. They can't be out.
Right.
And, you know, how difficult it must be. You know, it's different when you're black or Latino. I mean, you are that. People can see that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have to hide who you are, that you have to hide that you have a loving relationship with somebody of the same sex, when you
right.
can't live an authentic life, is what I'm saying, Roland, you know, that just breaks my heart. I mean, it really does. I mean, there's a, you know, and again, I've done a lot of advocacy work for the LGBT community. That's probably the one issue, that people can't live an authentic life. And
right.
nobody should have to suffer that way, Roland. No one should.
You know, I totally agree, Tony, and I think that that is one of the problems with Michigan not having an updated civil rights law, is that, you know, workers aren't protected. But there is some good news, and that's one of the things we talk about at the town hall. You know, we talk a lot about how to move Michigan forward, and we're in this economy, and that's very challenging, and, you know, what we need to do in order to turn this economy around. We talk about best practices, and we talk about attracting business and retaining top talent and attracting talent from across the country. A component of that is having progressive and inclusive policies. So, for example, well over half of the Fortune 500 companies around this country have inclusive HR policies. So if we're talking about moving Michigan forward, and we're talking about attracting business and attracting top talent, then we need to model the best practices of the businesses that we're trying to attract, and that includes inclusive policies. And in addition to that, you mentioned Holland earlier. We're of course, all disappointed that the city council is, you know, not in step with the citizens of the city on this issue, but there are nearly 20 Michigan cities that have non-discrimination ordinances, like the one that was up for a vote in Holland this past week. And even though the Holland ordinance didn't pass because of a few city council members, at the end of the day, there's overwhelming community support behind that ordinance. I think that there were over 200 people that showed up for the vote at the city council meeting, and the vast majority of them were in support of the ordinance being passed. So certainly we have a lot of work to do in terms of policy here, but Michigan residents are very clear on this. They know how important having these policies is, not only for their family members and not only for themselves.
All right, yeah, absolutely. Roland, I don't mean to interrupt you, but we're just out of time. So, again, this evening, Tuesday, June 21st, 7 p.m. at the Park Bar across from Pocomerica Park. Roland, I hope things go well, and we'll look forward to having you back on again soon.
Thanks so much, Tony. And folks can check out our website, equalitymichigan.org, to find out more information about this evening and the other town halls.
Very good. Thank you. Roland Leggett again. We'll be open when we come back. Let's take the quick break here. This is Michigan's only progressive talk show. I'm Tony Truppiano on 1310 WDTW.
The hottest Michigan news talk is on First Shift with Tony Truppiano on 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes a correction on our accident on I-75. It is 75 southbound at Rochester Road. So far, it's been trying to clear from the two left lanes. We thought it had been on the northbound side that was reported incorrectly. It is southbound I-75 at Rochester Road. Looks like we are backed up to about Waddles for those coming in southbound 75, trying to get past Rochester, trying to head down toward the interchange with 696. Already starting to see some heavier traffic on the route. They're coming in westbound to 75, and then eastbound 696, Mound to Hoover. That right lane is closed.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for thunderstorms later today, a high near 85. Tonight we will see storms, a low near 69. Tomorrow, possible thunderstorms, a high near 81. Right now, Metro Airport, still a light fog and mist, and 71 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Mortgage rates are as low as 3%, 3.2 APR. Go to LendingTree.com today, where refinance customers save an average of $293 a month or more. Click or call 1-800-555-TREE to find out how much you can save today. That's 1-800-555-TREE.
The Home Depot has lowered prices on items throughout the store, the products you need most. So you save money and get more out of every project you do. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Wish there was a place to go for information from real parents who have been there? Real parents that give you helpful, unbiased information and judgment-free advice? Hi, I'm Stacey Bachman, and on the My Great Kid Radio Show, we bring you interviews with top parenting, education, money, health, and life experts, along with the best tips, techniques, and newest information to make your life less hectic, more productive, and more satisfying. If you've got a family, the My Great Kid Radio Show is for you.
The My Great Kid Radio Show.
Saturdays at 9 a.m. here on WDTW and on the web at mygreatkid.com.
Rev yourself up for the new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe. Blended with ice and a touch of coffee, then topped with whipped cream and a caramel drizzle. Intense French vanilla taste, blended just for you by this blender that's blending. The new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe at McDonald's. The simple joy of vanilla taste. Revved up. And participate in McDonald's.
All of Michigan's top newsmakers talk to Tony Trupiano.
Joining us now is Debbie Stabenow.
Good morning, Tony. It's always great to be with you.
Former Michigan Congressman Mark Schauer.
It's great to be with you, Tony.
Cindy Estrada joins us.
Thank you for having me.
State Representative Harvey Santana. You're a rock star, Bert Bernero.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much. You're too kind, Tony.
And my good friend, Congressman Hanson Clark. Welcome to First Shift.
Tony, it's great being on your show.
First Shift with Tony.
Necessarily have to respect the person that is the governor. And I don't know that I disrespect Rick Snyder. I don't know him. I know that he's refused to come on my show, and I would never be rude to him, Jerry. Never in a million years would I be rude to the governor. But I think we're owed some answers, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah.
And that's all I'm saying, is I just want some answers. You know, we may find that, you know, the governor and I may find that we have much more in common, but he doesn't need me to do what he's going to do. And frankly, I don't need him, but it would sure be nice if democracy worked the way he told us he wanted it to work, because he said that he wanted to be with the people. I just don't know what people, because it's certainly, it just must be the wealthy people, because he doesn't want to hang out with you and I, Jerry.
Yeah, that's pretty obvious. You know?
So thank you for your call. I appreciate that. And Jerry's right. I mean, if you stop and think about what's going on, you have a neophyte. You have a virgin politician elected to the governorship of the great state of Michigan based on the fact that he was just a regular nerdy dude that had this amazing business acumen and knew how to do things. And I'm not saying that this budget isn't his, because I think it is, for the most part. And they did that little ploy where they were taking it all away and then giving a little back, and then we felt like we were winning something, right? Well, if we take away all of the earned income tax credit and then give them back a little bit, well, then everybody won. No, people lost. Well, we were going to tax everybody's pension, but now we're only going to do it for those that are 65 and younger. So, you know, everybody won. No, they didn't. You know, we were going to take away all of this school funding, but we suddenly found that we had an extra, you know, $300 million, so we're going to give that back. So everybody won. No, you still cut education by $1 billion. And then, you know, we've got the whole gift certificate to the business community in the state of Michigan and the wealthiest amongst us. And we can't ignore that $1.8 billion that was a tax cut for business that has been put on the back of you and I and our neighbors, for the most part. I can't fathom that there are a whole lot of really wealthy people listening to this show right now. Not that they wouldn't be welcome. So if you are paying attention, as we are, Jerry is paying attention. Jerry gets it. Who's running the show? Who's calling the shots? I don't believe it's Governor Snyder. I think it's Dick Posthumus. I think it's Chase Boulder. I think it's Randy Richardville. I think it's this guy McMillan in Rochester, who is just awful. You know, they got what they wanted. And honestly, the voters allowed it to happen. But the Democrats have some responsibility in that, because the Democrats were so bad at message. At the end of the Granholm administration, the last year of the Granholm administration, and on the federal level, so bad at message that they didn't fight back hard enough or long enough. And fighting is exhausting, and you struggle with it. And, yeah, sometimes it makes you look bad. But look at the Republicans. They rebound from it every time. There's a consistency to what they're doing. I don't want to get into the whole thing about messaging again today, although we are almost out of time. I need you to be mindful. I don't know what more it will take to shock you into doing what you need to be doing to change the culture that we find ourselves mired in right now. I don't know how much worse things need to get. I don't know how much clearer I can make them before you realize how you're getting hosed on a daily basis. Maybe it'll make more sense when this new budget's enacted come October, or in 2012, or whatever it's going to take for you to wake up and realize that you're allowing this to happen. We can stop this madness. We truly can stop it. If we show up enough, if we stand up enough, if we sign petitions, if we get involved, if we get closer to our union, if we join a union, I'm telling you that unions are the key to this. And I know you don't, some of you just don't get that yet, but if you follow me and you pay attention, you'll see what's going to happen. And it's going to be amazing. But just because we know it's coming doesn't mean we have to wait for it. We have to go after it. We have to aggressively go after it. Let me just let you think about that, and we will be back with you tomorrow. Again, thank you to Guest Omelets. I want to thank Todd and Jeff for all of their hard work every day. It's been amazing. It's been amazing. Off air, Tony at thetonyshow.org. That's it for me today. I will see my water for Democrats this evening. And as always, I ask that you be well.
10 in a row today.
WDTW continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our last look at the roadways includes the construction along Telegraph, both directions, 12 mile and 15 mile Maple on the northbound side, 14 mile road down to about 12 on the southbound side. And we do see the delays for those trying to head in toward the interchange with the Ruther, or as you're coming off of 696 and M10, you run into delays. Still very heavy traffic all directions as you try to make your way through the interchange with 696 and I-75.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, thunderstorms throughout the day. Look for a high near 85. Tonight, more storms, a low near 69. Tomorrow, a pretty good chance of thunderstorms and a high near 81. Still some fog and mist at Metro Airport and 70 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.